At 8:01, we have partly cloudy skies and 58 degrees. Look for partly cloudy skies here today and a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is being brought to you this hour by The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. One man was injured after a fight involving a knife on Saturday night in Farragut. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the incident occurred on Saturday night at 9:21 p.m. in the 800 block of Hartford Avenue in Farragut. Upon arrival at the scene, deputies arrested 42-year-old Tom Murphy of Farragut for brandishing a weapon during an assault and three counts of child endangerment. An adult victim was treated by and released by Farragut Rescue with minor injuries, and a minor victim was uninjured. Murphy was taken to the Fremont County Jail and held without bond. The Shenandoah Police Department and Farragut Rescue assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at the scene. In other news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of an Omaha woman early Saturday morning after a traffic stop. At 3:30 a.m., officers stopped a vehicle at the intersection of Highway 48 and Highway 34 in Red Oak for a traffic violation. After a brief investigation, officers arrested 44-year-old Christina Dolores Welch of Omaha, Nebraska for OWI drugged first offense, a serious misdemeanor, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine second offense, an aggravated misdemeanor, and possession of a drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. Welch was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. A Blanchard man was arrested early this morning in Montgomery County for a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 30-year-old Keith James Charlier of Blanchard at 1:30 a.m. at the intersection of Highway 71 and U Avenue south of Villisca. Charlier is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash-only bond. A third man has been charged with robberies in connection with the slayings of two men whose bodies were found earlier this month in Des Moines. Police said Sunday that 18-year-old Louis Magellan is the third person charged with two counts of robbery in the case. 20-year-old Shamir Ganey and 18-year-old Roberto Baez Alvarez were arrested last week on suspicion of robbery. In addition to those three, police have also charged 20-year-old Albert Jeffrey Garcia with two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 20-year-old Demetrius Thomas and 19-year-old Mohammed Nabil Mirzai. Officers who responded to a report September 11th about someone who might be injured found the body of one of the men. Police say the second body was found less than a block away. Powerball lottery ticket sold at a Des Moines convenience store in the past few days is worth $1 million. Iowa lottery officials say the ticket sold at a Get and Go store in Des Moines matched five numbers in Saturday's $211.5 million drawing, but failed to match the Powerball number. The Get and Go store will receive a $1,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. The Iowa ticket was one of five nationwide that won $1 million. The others were sold in California, Florida, Massachusetts, and also in Pennsylvania. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an alleged theft of money. Officials say at around 4:05 a.m. Saturday, officers responded to the American Inn for a reported robbery. Officers determined during the preliminary investigation that a robbery had not occurred. The victim, Amber Max, had left the motel and was located in the area by officers. Initially, she denied any knowledge of the incident, but eventually told officers that she was staying at the American Inn and that the suspect, her ex-boyfriend, was also in the motel room. The woman indicated that she had approximately $900 in cash lying on the bed and that the suspect grabbed the cash off the bed and fled the area in an unknown direction. Max indicated to police that no weapons were involved and no assault had occurred. The suspect was not located by officers and the case remains under investigation. The Creston Police Department reports a number of recent arrests. On Saturday at 3:48 a.m., Trevor Nichols, age 22, of Creston, was arrested in the 200 block of North Maple and charged with public intoxication. He was released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Also on Saturday at 4:34 p.m., 24-year-old James Sorachin Jr., was arrested at Highway 34 in Chestnut on the charge of possession of controlled substance marijuana. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Also on Saturday at 8:30 p.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Frank Mills Jr. at Elm and Montgomery Streets and charged with driving while suspended. He was released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Also on Saturday at 10:35 p.m., Cassie Holcomb, a 31-year-old, was arrested at 611 North Maple and charged with domestic assault simple. She was released from the Ringgold County Jail on a $300 bond. And Gerald Lawrence, a 38-year-old from Creston, was arrested at 402 North Oak Street on the charge of public intoxication. He was released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Also in other news, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has collected the signatures of 46 other senators on a resolution that would nullify an Environmental Protection Agency rule that's unpopular in farm country. The Waters of the U.S. rule outlines six types of waterways that the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers say are subject to federal Clean Water Act regulation. And she said, "I've just been hearing overwhelmingly from so many Iowans that the expanded definitions are causing confusion and uncertainty for farmers and ranchers and manufacturers," Ernst says. Other proposals attached to the budget bills would block federal funding for implementing the rule. There's a bill that essentially tells EPA officials to rewrite the rule and address some specific concerns. Now the Ernst resolution seeks to get rid of the rule altogether. All three of the proposals face a presidential veto. The Iowa Farm Bureau has suggested 97% of the landmass in Iowa could now face Clean Water Act regulation because of the rule, which went into effect in late August. Ernst calls the rule ill-conceived. Iowa's other U.S. Senator, Republican Chuck Grassley, is a co-sponsor of the Ernst resolution. Officials in the EPA say their rule is fundamental to protecting and restoring the nation's water resources. The 1972 Clean Water Act gave the federal government jurisdiction over navigable waters, but a series of court cases over the past few decades have caused confusion over what navigable means. The agency's new rule is an attempt to clarify its authority, but critics like Ernst say the EPA has gone so far as to seek jurisdiction over the gullies in cornfields. She said the law behind the rule has good intent, it's just that the new rule takes it way too far. Taking a look at world headlines here at this hour. Hungary's prime minister says millions of migrants are laying siege to the borders of his country and other parts of Europe, putting the continent in danger. Prime Minister Viktor Orban told Parliament today that the migrants are not just banging on our door, they're breaking it down. The Czech Republic is questioning the legality of proposed mandatory quotas for distributing refugees in the European Union. Pope Francis heads to the U.S. tomorrow after wrapping up his trip to Cuba, but today the Pope has boarded a plane headed for the southeastern Cuban city of Holguín for a mass. Then he'll travel farther south to Santiago to visit the Shrine to the Virgin. Yesterday, the Pope met with Cuban President Raul Castro and his brother, former President Fidel Castro. A former peanut executive who shipped tainted food and tried to cover it up with fake lab tests could be sent to prison for life when he's sentenced by a federal judge following a sentencing hearing today. Stuart Parnell, former owner of Peanut Corporation of America, and two co-defendants were convicted a year ago of crimes linked to salmonella outbreak, blamed for killing 9 Americans and sickening more than 700. The outbreak led to one of the largest food recalls in U.S. history. In your funeral announcements here this morning, Alice Magdalene Stoles, age 101 of Harlan, died Tuesday at home. A massive Christian burial for Alice Stoles will be held on here today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Albert Burt Peterson, age 75 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Albert Burt Peterson will be held today at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bagshaw, age 72 of Messina, died Monday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Bagshaw will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Verna Marion Adams, age 90 of Nevada and formerly of Irwin, died Wednesday at Rolling Green Nursing Home in Nevada. Funeral services for Verna Adams will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home is handling arrangements. Cleo M. Steffen, age 87 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Cleo Steffen will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. Kenneth Eugene Brundage, age 86 of Manila, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Kenneth Brundage will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. James Redmond Mitchell, age 54 of Greenfield, died Friday at his home in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for James Mitchell will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth E. Johnson, age 73, of Omaha and formerly of the Atlantic area, died Thursday. Services for Ruth Johnson will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Master East Campus. Hefe Hefe Hoffman DeWork and Cutler Funeral Home West Center Chapel has the arrangements. J. Irene Steffens, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for J. Irene Steffens, funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has arrangements. Darlene Hare, age 95, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Darlene Hare will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Carol A. Wilcox, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. A memorial service for Carol A. Wilcox will be held on Saturday, September 26th at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Robert Emery, age 84, of Prescott Valley, Arizona, and formerly of Fontenelle, died July 12th at the Peaceful Valley Care Home in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Graveside services for Robert Emery will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Clifford Kaufman, age 96, of York, Nebraska, and formerly of Marnie, died on September 19th at the Hearthstone Care Center in York, Nebraska on Saturday. Services for Clifford Kaufman are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rhonda Simonton, age 61, of Atlantic, passed away Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this hour on KJAN. News is brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.